You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Save her, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right, when you do wrong, when you turn right, when you turn all the way left.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with a conversation with Dawn Karima. My name is Dawn Karima, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. I believe that radio should be a lot of fun, and I believe it should be inspiring, and I believe that you should have a great time transforming. And so do these two terrific guests that are joining me today. And we are going to have, we're going to have just a wonderful time learning and sharing and growing in good ways and on a good path. So I have two beautiful guests with me today, and I would love it if y'all would introduce yourselves to us. Let's start with you, Mr. Whalen.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
My name's Whalen Pahona. I am a Hopi, Tewa, and Maricopa native.
Wonderful. And you're doing some really great things. You're doing some wonderful things. And I am so thrilled. And I know that you have a very important organization that you have founded. What is that organization?
Basically, we're a Facebook group called Healthy Active Native. And, you know, we've been up almost 2 years. In March, it'll be 2 years. So just a place for inspiration to post, you know, exercise, your goals, anything you want to post related to, you know, just being healthy. And, you know, it kind of blew up. We're actually over 20,000 right now.
Well, I think that's wonderful, and I'm a part of that group, and it's just so inspiring and encouraging to see the posts and the transformations and the positive lifestyles and the people who are living clean, healthy lives. It's just wonderful to have the encouragement all across Native America, and so that's wonderful. It is. It's a great group to be a part of. And you know what? We're thrilled because it shows us a really positive side of our Native people, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's a really great feeling, a humbling experience to, you know, to see so many stories and, you know, the thank yous for what has been created. You know, it's just, words can express, you know, what we're doing in Native country around, you know, around the world. You know, we have people in Afghanistan, France, you know, Japan, China. We actually added quite a few Canadian Native members just in the past couple of days, which is pretty awesome, you know. So it's really it's exciting to see.
Oh wow, that is wonderful. I feel too that the transformations are the best part. I really love the transformation. I do. I think it's so wonderful. I think it.
Yeah, like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like today, you know, today's the Transformation Tuesday, so a lot of people will be posting, you know, their transformation pictures. I also try to keep, you know, like the diet products or the supplements, you know, I try to keep that out of the group and,
yes,
you know, let people know. So I think we've pretty much created that to people understand, you know, it's all about hard work, you know, hard work and eating healthy.
Mm-hmm. I, you know, it's so funny too, because there's such an image sometimes of Native folks as not being healthy. You know, we're always shown on the news all the things that are wrong, the diabetes and the addictions and all of the problems. And your site, your group, shows us people running, in marathons and healthy runs and doing great things. And changing their lives and getting, you know, off insulin and just all these wonderful stories. And so thank you for bringing some positive, healthy images of us to social media.
And that's the reason why I created the group, you know, it was to find those people, you know, to create this. I work as a personal trainer myself for the Gila River Healthcare. And it's a facility on the reservation. And, you know, just seeing the statistics and seeing, you know, the how we're perceived as with being diabetic and, you know, high blood pressure and just all these things, you know, I wanted to connect with people. And, you know, one night I was up late, you know, just Googling native fitness, native exercise, just all these different things. There was nothing popping up. I pulled up a full a few YouTube videos. And there was really nothing. And I was like, you know, there's nothing that shows what we're doing as Native people. So that's actually when I started Healthy Active Natives. You know, I was up late at night and thought, well, I wonder how hard this Facebook group thing is. And it was actually really simple.
Right. It's just a couple of clicks.
Yeah. And from there, it just blew up. You know, we started with a few of my friends, about 100 members. And then, you know, we were steady for a while, 200, 300, and then 1,000 members. And then out of nowhere, you know, people just started being added to the group, and then it just blew up. And so we were adding at least 1,000 every 2 weeks to now. Every week we're adding 1,000 people.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is great. I mean, that is wonderful. That is, I mean, when you think about that, I'm almost breathless because that just shows you the power of a positive thought, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. And that's what it is, you know, what I think that the key to our group being so successful is positive reinforcement, you know, thanking people for what they're doing, you know, saying good job, you know, just letting people know, you know, that people care. And I think a lot of people like that because you could post something on your Facebook and get maybe a few likes, and then you post it in the Healthy Active Natives and you can get over 100 likes and people supporting you. And I think people really like that, you know.
So, mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what has been a lot of our success. Not only that is I police the group 24/7, you know, trying to make sure there's no negative comments or, you know, diet supplements or any type of soliciting in the group. So that keeps me on my toes all the time, you know, and I think that's another thing that has made this group so successful. So once it got pretty big, I had to add a few people to my admin staff to help me monitor it. And is it okay if I name all the people that are helping?
Yes, yes, it absolutely is, because it takes a lot of people to help.
Mm-hmm.
So
and,
please.
One person that I have, Eric Hardy, he's an ASU student right now, and he's going to school for Native American Studies. So I have him on my Healthy Active group. I also have a person named Eddie Ayala, and he also helps me assist with the group. My wife, Janice Pahona, she's an awesome person because she creates that support, and also, you know, for some of the Native parents and, you know, some of the people who are in a relationship. So she helps me as well. Erin Zani, which is actually Janice's little sister, she helps me maintain the group. Monique Rodriguez, also helps Cassandra Armenta, and I think that's about it.
Yeah, wow, wow. Well, you know, it's great to have that kind of help. It's great
Lisa Liz Wayne, I'm sorry, that's one of the most important people. I forgot to mention Lisa Liz Wayne.
Oh, how great. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's really one of those things where we're so blessed. We're really, really blessed, and we're really thankful that you've taken the time to do the work that it takes to help all of us do the work to be healthy. And sometimes with getting healthy or any life transformation, all it takes is one person being willing to do it.
It
all it
really
takes.
Does.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just because, you know, people see the struggles and you know, and they wonder how people do it. And, you know, I like it when people put those, you know, their testimonies on, you know, how they lost the weight. And, you know, it really helps because a lot of people see these ads in the papers and, you know, on commercials. And it's like, hey, I lost like 50 pounds in like 2 days or something. And that's what people want. But, you know, it's the struggle that people are wanting to hear more than anything, you know, because they've been going through it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of what has been part of that as well.
Oh, how wonderful. How great. I want to say two things to you. First of all, thank you. Thank you for being willing to go first. Because sometimes that's all it takes is someone being willing to go first. Just, you know, I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to get clean and sober. I'm going to change my life, whatever it takes in your particular community or your situation. And then a lot of other people are strengthened to do it too. Wow. Okay. And then in addition to thank you, I keep on keeping on is the second thing I want to say. This group is gaining momentum. There are people really transforming their lives. There are some beautiful testimonies and some great things happening. Not just because a lot of times people don't realize that if you get your life in order in one area, the other areas will follow too.
Yeah.
And so when people get healthy, then their relationships a lot of times improve. Their career improves. Their creativity improves. Just a lot of other things fall into place. And so we've added another voice. Oh, I'm so glad we have another caller to talk to us about some encouraging, just how to transform and be transformed in your life. So would you introduce yourself to us, please, sir? Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Great. Would you introduce yourself to us, please?
My name is Laura Begay. I come from the Diné Nation, the Navajo Nation, and I come from the wonderful state of New Mexico and Arizona.
Wow. How great that you can be here. And you're so modest because you are, because we all know you do some great things, and I would love it if you would tell us about them.
Well, I've been blessed to hoop dance, and it was given to me by a wonderful lady by the name of Elvira Spencer Sweetwater many years ago, and she gave me the gift of the hoops and dancing. But I was a traditional dancer in the beginning, and then I became a fancy dancer, and that's when the hoops and everything really came into play. And now, with the gift of that, it has given me the opportunity to travel all over the world and educate people about the Native American culture and share our culture, share our stories, and at the same time do it also in an entertainment way as well. So I actually have been blessed to do what I love and make some type of living, but it's really more for me. What I really try to pursue is really try to educate people and eliminate the stereotyping that's said about us as Native people, and I think that is really very important for people to know throughout the world.
I love what you just said because, first of all, you're a tremendous dancer and a joy to watch. But
thank you.
You also are so wise in your bearing. I'm conducting yourself in such a wonderful way, like an ambassador for us as Native people. And I love that as an antidote to some of the less positive images. You know, Waylon and I are discussing the fact that Healthy Active Natives, which is a group that he has begun, is all about positive images of Native people in a healthy way, living in a clean way, living in a healthy, sober, constructive way. And that's what I see when you dance. So there are so many people who then get to see the beautiful side of our marvelous cultures. How do you feel that dancing transforms you while you're dancing?
I think it really expresses a lot of, it actually saved me from a lot of things, you know. And I think that's really important for the younger group, younger generation to know, you know, of how important our culture is and how it can also save them and the temptations that are out there, and be positive, you know. How does it transform me? Well, for me, it's like the way I was taught is that the hoop dance itself is a creation story dance. It's a storytelling dance, and how things come together and how, you know, how the eagle learns to fly, you know, and how, like, the butterfly comes out of cocoon and how the world that comes together, and the tree grows, and the ladder of life, and all these things, and who gets itself.
Mm-hmm.
And how it transformed me too also is that, you know, that when we put the world together, sometimes when a hoop dance, my hoop dance doesn't go right, you know, nothing is perfect.
Mm.
And the hoop and the world that I put together falls apart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But or we drop a hoop or we lose things. And that's the thing about it is that it's an educational thing, a part of life. And what it does is it, I tell people, is just like, you know, this world we live in, it falls apart, you know, and it falls to many pieces, just like the hoop dancer does, you know, like you can drop a hoop and the world may fall apart, you know. But, you know, we got to be like the hoop dancer, and we got to pick up those pieces one at a time, you know, and we got to do the best we can, you know, and that's what makes the positive things in our world, because, you know, we all have bad times, we all go through bad things, you know, and I myself as a hoop dancer and the education things, I mean, I get on the road, and I'm away from my family, and, you know, I'm doing different things in different places, and, you know, I kind of break down myself, but mm-hmm. I'm reminded by the people of how important it is what I do, because sometimes there's times that I don't want to be on the road, or I don't want to do what I do anymore, but it's that grandmother, or that grandfather, or that father, or that mother, or that little boy, or that little girl that comes up to me and says, you know, I saw you hoop dance, you know, at this one place, and you told this story, and, you know, and I want to thank you, you know, and, you know, because it really helped me out, helped me deal with my father's death, or helped me deal with my addiction, or it helped me deal with, you know, what I'm going through at the time, because you said pick up those pieces one at a time. And I have to turn around and look at those people, and I have to thank them, because I said, no, thank you. You know, you reminded me why it is what I do, what I do. And mm-hmm. I think that's the circle of life. I think that's within the hoop dance itself, you know, because the hoop has no beginning and it has no end. It's an ongoing thing. It keeps on going and going and going. And I think that's one thing that's important for people to know, because the hoop dance is very powerful. Mm-hmm. All our dances are very powerful. Don't get me wrong, I'm saying that I'm just singling out the hoop dance. All our ceremonies are very important. Everything that we has been shared and passed down from our elders, and it is important, and we need to continue to share this with our younger generation.
Well, I love how you phrased it, because what I see is such a healing in the dances that you're doing for people, and the stories that you're telling, and just the opportunity to share our stories is such a mercy in this life where people are so busy. A lot of times people don't even connect or feel like listening. And I'm so thankful that you're the kind of person that's willing to share your dance and share your stories, even the parts that may not turn out as planned. I never thought about that as a metaphor for life, you know, that things happen. Sometimes we drop a hoop. But as my great-granddaddy used to say, just keep moving. Just keep moving. Because that's what we have to do, and not give up. So what would you say, you know, you're a champion now, and everyone's like, wow, you're so gifted, and look what you're doing and all of that. But what would you say to someone who wants to start practicing their culture and traditions, but maybe they're just a little bit intimidated to step out and get started? What would you say?
Don't be afraid. I mean, don't be afraid to take that step. It's really important. You got to make sure, you know, that it feels good for you, you know, and don't be afraid, because it's like, I always tell my kids something, and it was something that my dad said to me. He goes, it's just actually even a quote from a movie as well, and he continues to, he is something that in more recent years that you know, it's like, don't let anybody tell you can't do something if it's positive. You know,
mm-hmm.
And that's not even me. You know, don't let me tell you can't do something if it's positive. And I think that is important for people to know, you know. And that's what it means. Like, if you're excelling in school, if you're excelling in your culture, if you're excelling in anything, and if it's positive and it's good, it's helping take care of your family, your people, and making you feel good inside, you know, just pursue it, you know, pursue it in the best way, you know, and feel good about it, because it's your relationship, you know, with yourself, what you're trying to find out more, you know. And it's interesting because in every one of us, no matter what our background is, you know, we know what's wrong and what's right. And even with people, with certain people, you know, we know what's wrong and what's right and what's going forward. And it's the young generation, I just say, you know, embrace it and, you know, accept it, you know. And as my friend said, you know, those elders, they're waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
mm-hmm.
just waiting for you to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask, that's when they're going to open up those doors and they're going to tell you, come on in. You're going to see the whole world of your culture right in front of you. And I thought that was the best way it was put to me. And I was like, wow, you know, that's just really interesting, because I myself, you know, I really didn't really start hoop dancing until like the age of 24, 25.
Uh-huh.
And when I took that step over to go back home and talk about my culture, you know, it just opened up like a whole vast amount of doors. And one of the things that was said to me was that, you know, the fire of our culture burns on our reservations, you know,
mm-hmm.
on our people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is what you have done is you have taken a branch from this fire, and you travel throughout the world, and you do the things that you need to do. And you break off little matchsticks, and you share it with people where fires can be started, where, you know, the elimination of our culture, the elimination of how people look at us, and these fires are starting, and in all these different places that you go. But in time, that branch will start to burn down, you know, and you'll start to lose that flame. That's when that happens, it's basically saying that you're getting tired, you're getting exhausted, and it's time to come home and put that branch back in the fire and get another new branch and rejuvenate and go back throughout the world and share that culture, share things that need to be educated, as people need to know throughout the world. You know, it's not saying that I'm giving away my culture, or it's not saying that I'm giving away my ceremonies, or I'm giving away all these things that, and some of it is private, but I'm just saying that just to let people know that we don't live in teepees, and
mm-hmm.
let people know that, you know, we we all don't wear buckskin all the time. Or
right.
I mean, it's amazing some of the questions that I have, and, you know, you have to answer it in a way, in a positive way, and even in a joking way. Because, you know, people ask me if I live in a teepee, and I always tell them, I was like, yeah, I live in a teepee, and I have a basement, and I have a it's not like this is up on top, and I have the Hummer parked out front, you know. And they're really, it's like, no, I, you know, I live in a house just like everybody
right.
else, you know.
Right.
I go in a teepee for ceremonies or all these things, but at the same time, I have great respect for my culture. And I have to throw the question back at them at the same time, whatever